Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Cameron and I'm going to give you a brief review of the IPOs on the London Stock Exchange during the last couple of months. I've been away for a while basically because it's been the summer and there is little activity on the primary markets during this period. So let's get started. During the summer up to now we've had two IPOs on the main market and one on AIM. Manhattan Capital came to the main market on the 31st of July and is a fund investing in opportunities benefiting from the efficient use of energy and resources. It was advised by Numis and raised 80 million with a market cap on admission of 80 million. The IPO price was 100 pence. On the first day of dealings, the shares finished up 2.5%, and as of today, the price is currently 101p. On the Beach Group PLC came to the main market on the 28th of September and is a leading online retailer of affordable short-haul beach holidays. It was advised again by Numis and raised 90 million with a market cap on admission of £240 million. The IPO price was 184 pence and on the first day of unconditional dealings the shares were up 18.3%. The price is currently 214p. Glue Networks PLC came to AIM on the 11th of August and is a technology company established to acquire and operate companies in the media sector. It was advised by Liberum and raised 30 million with a market cap on admission of 30 million. The IPO price was 120 pence and on the first day of dealings the shares were up 3.75%. The price is currently 126p. In the last few weeks, we've had a flurry of intention to float announcements, as we usually see in September and October after the summer lull. The following have been announced on the main market. On the 7th of September, we had Shield Therapeutics, a specialty pharmaceutical company focused on the development and commercialization of secondary care-focused pharmaceuticals, advised by Investec, Canaccord, RBC Capital Markets. However, last week, they announced the IPO has been postponed due to unfavorable market conditions. On the 14th of September, Acacia Pharma, a clinical stage specialty pharmaceutical group, advised by JP Morgan, Cazenove and Canaccord Genuity came to announced that they are intending to float. On the 15th of September, Hastings Group, one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, advised by Credit Suisse, Goldman Sachs, Barclays, HSBC, Keith Brett and Woods and Peel Hunt. On the 18th of September, Worldpay Group PLC, a leader in global payments, providing a broad range of technology-led solutions to its merchants, advised by Lazard, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Goldman, Morgan Stanley, Barclays, Credit Suisse and UBS. On the 24th of September, Funding Circle SME, they aim to provide investors with access to a diversified pool of loans originated through Funding Circle's marketplaces. Again, advised by Goldman Sachs, Numis. On the 28th of September, Ibstock BLC, a leading manufacturer of clay bricks and concrete products, with operations in the United Kingdom and United States. They're being advised by Rothschilds, JP Morgan, UBS, Barclays, and Numis. On the 5th of October, Equiniti, a leading provider of technology and solutions for complex regulated administration and payments, advised by Rothschilds, Barclays, Goldman's, Credit Suisse and Liberum. The following have been announced on the AIM stock market as intending to float. On the 7th of September, we had Faron Pharmaceuticals Oy, a clinical biopharmaceutical company, being advised by Cairn Financial Advisors. On the 5th of October, Evgen Pharma, a clinical stage drug development company focused on the treatment of cancer and neurological conditions, they're being advised by Northland Capital Partners. So that covers all the IPOs and intention to float announcements during the summer. Now a quick look at the health of the IPO market in general. Now in comparison to last year, we can see on AIM so far this year, there have been 20 intention to float announcements compared to 36 during the same period last year. Similarly, on the main market, ITFs are down 35 this year compared to 52 during the same period last year. In terms of IPOs on AIM, so far this year we've had 29 compared to 61 at the same point last year. That's a 65% drop. On the main market, not so bad, 38 compared to 52 at the same point last year, a 27% drop. Now, if we move to in terms of funds raised, this year, so far on AIM, we've raised £490 million. This is way down on last year, where at the same point last year, there'd been over £1.85 billion raised. Not so much of a pronounced decline on the main market, but significantly down nonetheless. We've had £7.2 billion raised this year in comparison to £12.4 billion in 2014. And that's all, folks. All this information is collected by myself and is not official data, although I do try and reconcile the stats at the end of the month from the LSE website. I hope you all have a wonderful week and we'll speak again soon. My name is Jamie Cameron. Take care.